أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah 14, 15 and 16 of Surah Taha, continuing with the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innani anallah. Certainly, I am Allah. In other words, there is a great emphasis in this fact. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us that iman. Allah grant us that yaqeen, that we recognize Allah as Allah. La ilaha illa ana. And there is no object of worship, there is no deity, there is no one worthy of worship, illa ana, except me, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fa'budni, then make my ibadat, then worship me. Now right from Surah Al-Fatiha, when we profess to Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Wallah, you alone do we worship. We just need to bear in mind that when we speaking about the ibadat of Allah, it entails amongst others three very, very important factors. One is that the muhabbat and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should be coming into our hearts. In other words, that becomes the motivation for us to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. Number two, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And number three, we make Allah's ibadat in total humility, that we humble ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa aqimi salata li dhikri, and establish salah for my remembrance, that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very striking feature of this ayah, like other ayat of the Quran, ibadat is ibadat, salat is also ibadat. So in fa'budni, namaz has also been included. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking to his Nabi Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah mentions ibadat, and then Allah ta'ala also now gives the command, wa aqimis salah, and perform, or rather establish the salah. From here we can deduce a very, very important aspect, that ibadat will never be complete in the life of a person if that person doesn't have salah. We will all agree that namaz is not everything, but we should also agree that a Muslim is nothing without salat. We should just understand this concept. Many feel that they may be making the zikr of Allah, many feel that they may be serving the deen of Allah, so salat is not important. Others may feel salat is the only important factor. Both are incorrect. We have to bring the whole of deen into our lives, and the very foremost, the very, very foundation of all of this is salah. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one very important aspect of salah, li dhikri, establish salat for my remembrance. In other words, salat in itself from the very beginning to the end is the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Unfortunate are people like us, we stand in salat, but that dhikr also, that remembrance of Allah ta'ala also doesn't come in our hearts. Allah give us the tawfiq, that on the one hand the outer of salat is also perfected, on the other hand the inner of the salat, that heart also gets attached to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and every aspect of salat comes into our lives. On the other hand, we find the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if a person becomes neglectful of salat, in other words, he may have been preoccupied with something and he forgot to read salat, or he was sleeping and he overslept, and then he got up, wa aqimis salata li dhikri, at the time when we remember that salat, perform that salat immediately. So if the time is in, we will read that salat in the time. If Allah forbid, the time has expired, then we will make qada of that salat, but we should always continue pursuing insofar as our salat is concerned. Inna sa'ata atiyatun, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, qiyamat, no doubt is coming. There is no doubt about the coming of qiyamah. Akadu ukhfiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that I will conceal qiyamat, the coming. When is qiyamat that Allah ta'ala concealed? Allah concealed from Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Allah concealed from the malaika. That knowledge is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is qiyamat? لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى, so that every soul will be recompensed with what it had earned. تَسْعَى actually refers to its endeavor. Whatever effort we make, and this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us, that we make that effort, and then a person will be recompensed. So here it shows that whatever Allah gives us in the dunya is not the full recompense of our deeds. The full recompense of our deeds will be in the hereafter. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْضَى. Let not those who do not bring iman in the day of qiyamah, they follow their whims and their fancies, let them not stop you from the remembrance of qiyamah, from qiyamah in itself. Fatarda, then you will be at a loss. In other words, you will be deviated, you will be destroyed, if you allow others who don't believe in qiyamah to sway you away from the belief of qiyamah. So here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about one, the tawheed of Allah, the nubuwat in this aspect, the nubuwat of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about qiyamat, and those form the very three basic of all our aqidah. In that, we believe in Allah, the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and that qiyamah is coming. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.